You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show, Awaken Superpowers Through Higher Dimensional Healing. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. So please, let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Let's welcome Sharon Smith to my show. Today, we will be talking about how energy works to relieve pain. Sharon has been in the business of helping people release pain since 2005. What she has discovered is that pain is actually a finely calibrated information system in the body. It's here to help us, no harm us, and is trying to communicate some important things about our bodies and our lives. She's here to change people's perspective about pain, and she has developed a proven system that allows us to both access the information while also releasing the pain quickly and effectively. Please join me to welcome Sharon Smith. Hello, Sharon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Angela Maria. It's lovely to be here. This is fun.
Yes, it's awesome. You're going to love this time together. And my first question is, what is your healing superpower?
Well, I have more than one, but my best superpower is my ability to quickly and efficiently help someone see what's really causing their pain. And physical and emotional pain are actually kind of the same thing. Emotional pain is the precursor to what shows up in our physical experience. And a lot of times we're having physical pain and we don't know how to listen to it. And I can quickly and easily help people get in touch with that so that they can begin to listen. It's a dialogue and I'm able to open the door for it.
And I love because you already answered some of my questions. So before getting into the topic, why would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today?
Well, it would be when I first started actually practicing. I had known about EFT for quite some years, and I had had back pain, lower back pain, hip pain since I was in my teens. And in 2002, I kind of woke up. I leaned over to put a cup in the dishwasher, and I couldn't straighten up. And I was 45 years old at the time. I was in shape. I had a regular yoga practice, but I had a lot of stress in my life. And I laid in bed for a week, whacked out on muscle relaxants and painkillers, and I made myself a promise. I was going to figure out just why this was happening to me, because there was no clear physical reason for it. So fast forward, that was 2002. I had known about EFT. I'd read about it in Joe Mercola's newsletter, which used to actually come in the mail. I'd read about it, and I thought, oh, yeah, that tapping stuff, that's kind of interesting, but I don't know what you'd ever do with it or how you'd really use it. And so it was in the back of my head. Then one day, and this is my big aha moment, One day I went to have a massage with a woman that's a friend of mine, and she met me at the door, and she says, oh, my gosh, you've got to see this list. I'm so excited. And I said, of what? And she said, well, it's just a list of everything. And it was in a book called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Kuhn Truman. And in the back of this book was a list of 200 ailments and illnesses and their probable underlying emotional causes. Mm-hmm. And the minute I saw this, it was like this little light bulb came on over my head, like in the cartoons. And it was like this big download of information. And I knew immediately, oh my gosh, this is what you say. Pain is supposed to be a map and a guide. It's not a bad thing. It's here to help us, and it's here for a reason. It was like I had this whole thing come in all at once.
Like a lot of languages, a lot of messages at once.
Oh, yeah. It was a big download of information. And I started working the same day with it. And I think that whole first year or two, I was really pretty annoying because I would just, if they would, people would stand still for 5 minutes, I'd make them tap. I was really passionate about it.
Oh, I love it.
But I've mellowed. I've mellowed now a little.
Sharon, I love this, and especially because this interview touches a personal experience with my husband. He has a pain in his lower back, and I've been telling him in many languages, baby, this is not about the injury you have before. Your body's telling you something. Oh, yeah. So I can't wait for this interview to be aired and just send the link to him and say, just listen, please.
No. I mean,
because, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Finish.
Because I do believe that I haven't had any serious illness. I'm pretty healthy. I just had an episode with my colon, and it was amazing where I realized that it was just acting up. And once I took actions about it, I was healed, like boom. So I know, and it wasn't something big, but I know that it's just something more than a body in pain. So, but we are going to talk more. So far right now, please tell us, where can people go to find out more about you?
They can go to my website, and it is all, just like it sounds. It's A, Pain, P-A-I-N, Plan, P-L-A-N.com, apainplan.com. And if they want to contact me about some private work, because I have two new programs, you can't see them on the website, and I haven't worked privately for almost 3 years.
Ooh.
But I am now, and if you shoot me an email, use the contact form, and let's chat.
I love it. So we've been talking with Sharon Smith about how energy works to relieve pain. When we come back from this short break, we're going to talk more about her healing superpower. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts, and we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth, because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Neva Lee Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
We are back, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today, we are talking with Sharon Smith about how energy works to relieve pain. Sharon, I don't know if your memorable life lesson is the same as your burning bush moment, but I'm going to ask the question. Was there any burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
That did change my path. That 60 seconds when I saw the list and made the connections in my mind and saw that pain was a map did change the course of my life completely. I had absolutely no thought of doing this type of work before that. I didn't. I didn't even like sick people.
And what were you doing before?
And I've had a lot of years. I have a travel agency that I have had actually 41 years.
Whoa.
That's really taken a back seat to this because in the last, year or so, this has really taken off. And it happened when I started making videos and putting them on YouTube. And they're all pieces of work, me doing work for people. And, at first I didn't, nobody watched them. Gosh. But in the last 18 months, I've had 50,000 views.
Oh. Wow, that's awesome.
It's so cool.
Yes, it's super cool that you are being paid for doing your passion, for putting your superpower out there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And your website is so beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
And with a beautiful background, it's like a cascade with crystal water. It says, in just a few minutes, you can experience blissful natural relief from pain, allowing you to get on with enjoying life. It sounds really easy. Is that easy to relieve pain, Sharon?
It is that easy. And for those of you who don't believe it, EFT, or as I just call it, tapping, it's a meridian tapping thing. And what you do is you're going to tap acupuncture points with your fingers. No needles are involved in this. But what you say while you do this is really important. And that's why so many people end up going, oh yeah, EFT, I'm not sure how to use it or what to say. So I made a bunch of videos to help people for a lot of different types of things.
Mm. Now,
yeah, that's why. But we're electrical. I was just watching the clock, and I've got time to explain this. The way this type of energy works is that we're electrical in nature, and this charge that's electrical flows through our body. And it's not woo-woo. It's completely measurable. If you've ever had an EKG, they are measuring the electrical output of your heart. Electroencephalogram is electrical brain activity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not anything weird. So people come to me and they say, you know, this really isn't very woo-woo. And it's not, guys. It's really not. And the acupuncture meridians have been around for centuries and centuries. Nobody even really knows how long. And I think that those are a schematic of our actual wiring. We're wired just like the motherboard in a computer. And this, yeah, I know, isn't it fun?
I love it, yes.
So the energy that flows along these meridians is electrical. And when you tap with your fingers on these points and you talk out loud, and first you're going to bring up the problem and identify it, then you're going to keep tapping and you're going to start letting it go. And then we're going to go in and do a little bit more, and we're going to put something better where that was, just like changing a file on your computer.
Mm.
Do you love, do you want
you know what I love it? Because that was going to be one of my questions, is how energy works to relieve pain. And you just explained it. And
thanks.
And I just believe this is what I love, Sharon, because one of my missions in life is just guiding people and telling people to remember that we don't need anybody outside to heal. We can do it by our own. Of course, in that process, we need guidance. We need people like you or like many others, like me, to just guide you and tell you, hey, look at this place. Look at this situation. Like, we need that. I even need that. I do energy work, but many times I have to go to my masters, to my guides, to my mentors and say, hey, I think I'm kind of stuck right here. Please guide me. But I just love where you say you even have those videos for free in your channel. So people can go and start. And if they find that there is something bigger and more, hey, call Sharon and say, hey, Sharon, I found this. Please help me.
You know what? There's a reason we all need each other. I think we're designed that way.
Yes.
We're meant to be reflections of each other in life and to help each other. So, of course, I can't do all my own work, and neither can you, and none of us can. We need each other because we're created that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to tell you another cool thing. I got to tell you two cool things.
Oh, please.
I got to go back to the electricity, because this is going to make sense to a lot of people who have really logical minds and aren't sure they want to do any type of work that's called energy.
I love it. Yes, please.
Okay, so we talked about an EKG, and you know that, and you get that, and I talked about being wired like a computer motherboard. So when you go out in the morning to start your car, if the battery's low on fluid, what's going to happen?
You won't start.
That's right, because the battery cannot carry a charge because it does not have enough water. And you know how people tell you to stay hydrated, and nobody, including doctors, ever really quite tells you why? This is why. Because that charge that flows through your body that's electrical, if you're not properly hydrated, it can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a short happen in your wiring, and it can also make it more difficult for EFT to help you repair the short in your wiring. And I tell people, if they're tapping, I tell this to all my students, if you're tapping and you are not getting an immediate result with my work, because I'm the microwave of this thing. I want people to feel better now.
I love the microwave thing.
It's true. If you're not getting an immediate result, go drink about 6 ounces of water and then come back and give this a try again.
Mm.
So, yeah. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to tell you, now on my website, free videos there, free videos YouTube, but I also have about half a dozen packages that you can buy, and they're inexpensive. They're called pain plans, and they're for specific areas of pain in the body: lower back, hip, shoulder, knee pain, foot pain, and leg pain. I think that's everything that I've got on there just right now. There are six. And these are, they're $79, guys, and they come with a 30-day 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like them, if you don't like the sound of my voice, if you don't think you got what you wanted, we'll, no questions, we'll give you your money back. Now, I got to tell you, nobody's wanted their money back.
I love it. Sharon, you realized that your back pain, like many years ago, was not the result of an injury.
It wasn't.
Does it mean that any physical pain is telling us something? What's
yes.
pain? And if so, how could we know what it is?
Well, and there are books about this stuff. I'm not making this up. That book that I talked to you first about, Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die, that's a really valuable list. Louise Hay has You Can Heal Your Body. Louise Hay is, you know, she passed away here a couple of years ago, but her work lives on with us forever.
Oh, yeah.
And those lists have a lot of information that you can talk, you can use to go in and connect with your body. You know, if you don't want to take the time to work one-on-one with me, you don't have to. But for instance, in this culture, and I'm just going to use, I'm going to use your husband as an example because I have this and he's got.
Please, because he's going to listen to this. Baby, please pay attention. This is
bless
for you.
Bless his heart. Okay. So about 3/4 of the time in this culture, when you have lower back pain, it's a fear having to do with money. And it has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not you have enough money to pay your bills. It's simply a fear. And you usually got it from your parents. That's how, yeah, I know you're laughing. I love that. That's how it works.
I'm trying to behave because you know he's going to listen to this, right? So I'm just behaving.
Yeah, I know. Keep going. He's going to be rolling his eyes and laughing about now, but he's going to do some of this work. I just know it. He's going to think it's funny. So what we do is go in and we start talking about the pain in the back and about your relationships with money. Now, when you've got a big thing like that, I'm going to tell you it's sort of like you've had it for a while and it's like pushing a big heavy rock up a hill, and you push it and you push it and you push it. And you kind of get to the point where you're used to it. And that's what having a fear like that stuck in your back is. You've pushed it a long time and it's taken up a lot of your energy and you don't even notice it anymore. So my work when I'm working one-on-one is to go in and in video too, to go in and help you set down that pushing that rock. You can let go of that pretty easily. But then we have deeper work to do. And this is what I can't always accomplish in video, because I have to help that person let go of the need to push a rock up the hill. The need. Because if I don't do that and we don't do that deeper work, they're just going to go find another rock. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. And it resonates with my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the other thing, the other 25% of the time, and it can be combinations of these things. Gosh, I had all of those. I had them both in my back. At least in this culture, if you're having back pain and you're sure it's not money, it's going to be a hurtful relationship. And this doesn't necessarily mean with a spouse. It could be with a child. It could be a work relationship with a boss or a coworker. It could be if you're fighting with the post office over something. It could be almost any of those. But if you have that and you've gotten really upset about it and it's hurtful, you can stick that in your back pretty easily, and all of a sudden you've got back pain. So,
I
love how this works.
I love it. What's pain? According to all of these we have been talking, what is a pain?
Well, pain, when it's physical pain especially, it's an information system in your body. And humans are such elegant creatures. I believe we are the most elegant creatures potentially ever designed in all of eternity. And it's there to get our attention. When we experience the big three so-called negative emotions, fear, anger, grief, It can, now we're supposed to feel these. It's a part of being human. But we are not physically designed to be able to hold on to those for prolonged periods of time. And not releasing those, inability, not knowing how to release them, can cause pain in your body. It's your body saying, hey, you're still really sad and grieving over this, or you're still really mad about this, or you're still really afraid of this. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. It's there to get our attention, to help us, not to hurt us. But you know what? You've had warning signs before. So by the time pain shows up, it's been talking to you for a while and you've been going, no, 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 I don't want to look at that. And it's not fun to look at some of that stuff sometimes.
Oh, I like that, because yeah, it's true. It's just telling us and giving us signs way before the pain really shows up and start acting up in our body.
Yeah.
So I want you to know that I had a tapping experience with one of the Colombian friends that I have, and it was amazing. We did that session when I was trying to increase the prices for my services. And believe me, Sharon, and my respectful audience, every time that I have to say how much, I couldn't. I got I was just like, my throat was so dry. I got like my heartbeat was going like million. It was bad. And you cannot imagine how much this session helped me, helped my business, and especially helped me to serve out there. Because if I don't put myself out there, if I don't charge, people cannot really see the benefits and they won't take action. Even if it was for a low price, it doesn't matter. But even saying it was $7, Sharon, I couldn't. It was so funny. So I want to go a little bit deeper into this EFT tapping and tell us how these help to release pain. You already told us these points, acupuncture points, but you were also talking about these emotions that they are hidden. So how those, just touching those points, these emotions come out, and how do you really help that energy to be released? How could you, through tapping, can listen to the message your body wants to tell you?
Okay. And that's where you guys really want to go to my website, apainplan.com. And this is a little out of sequence here, but you want to click on any of those first buttons, tell me more or help me with my pain. And that gives you access to my freebie, which is two videos. And these are things I use all the time. The first is a guided visualization, which I do with everybody. It's important. That takes you through getting a look at what's really going on underneath your own pain. The second video is a video that teaches you how to use some EFT to help yourself. And that's free. So when we're tapping on these acupuncture meridian points with our fingers and we're talking out loud, we're going to identify the problem. Then we're going to say, it'll sound something like this. And I wish the audience could see me, not just hear me, because that makes it a lot easier. But for instance, tapping on the eyebrow point and saying, I've got a lot of pain in my back. Now, beside the eye. But what if I really got worried about money? And then underneath the eye. I'm open to having a look at this now. Even though, and you move to another point that you can see in my videos, even though I really don't think it's to do with money, I really think I just hurt my back. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure this is silly stuff and that it isn't going to help me at all and that there's really something wrong with my back. But what if that silly tapping stuff is right and Sharon's telling the truth about this? We're laughing, and I like it to be fun. I think feeling better, pain is kind of a serious thing and it's serious business, and I have certainly been there. But having a sense of humor about the process of letting it go and working through all the stuff under it, that's a big part of it. It's just to relax and know that there is hope and help for you.
You know what I like about what you just said, Sharon, that it's so important in a healing process to realize what is the problem. Like, I know this is my pain. My pain hurts. And it may not be a language from the body, but what if maybe it is? So it's just like you give to your mind the realization of this is what I'm having. Sometimes we don't even realize our own pain is physical. You feel it, and sometimes you just hide it. So I think that is the first step. And doing it aloud makes a lot of energy coming because that's where your attention is going.
It really does. And I've got to say here, a lot of people ask me, can I just tap those points and just think that stuff that I need to say? And the answer is not really.
Yes.
All of us who do this for a living have played around with that. We'd love to be able to tap and not talk out loud and have it work just the same. But the fact is, I know a lot of practitioners, it doesn't work that way. If you don't talk out loud, you're not going to get the best results. Mm-hmm. Now, you can soothe yourself a little bit simply by quietly tapping the points without talking. You can bring your energy. You can calm yourself down. If you're in a stressful situation, you can just tap the side of your hand out on the outer portion where the karate, it's like where you chop someone with a karate chop point. You can even sit in a meeting with that hand under the table and just quietly tap that. And that is going to give you a little boost, a little emotional support. Mm-hmm. I noticed in the last two Olympics, and both of the ones I saw were sprinters, and they were clearly using some EFT, some form of that, and tapping some points on their face. And you could see their lips moving, so they were clearly using some EFT to, you know, to pull themselves together before a race.
Yeah, I just came from an awesome seminar that is called Influencers 2020, and also Growth with Brendon Burchard, Dean Graziosi, Ethan Willis. And of course, they are super successful businessmen, and they had a lot of guests that they were just there talking to us and telling us all her experience. And out of all of them, like three or four of them mentioned EFT. I didn't know that it was EFT. I just know it as tapping. But when they were explaining, and then I went to look in the, of course, in the cell phone, because English is my second language. So I just wanted to make sure that I knew what they were talking about. I was greatly impressed when I read, oh my gosh, EFT is tapping. And they said that the fact that they now are successful, they are making millions of dollars, they are creating an impact out there, is because they were able to manage the mind through EFT.
Yes, absolutely. There's just almost no limit to what you can do, because this technique can shift your energy from where you are to where you want to go, where mm-hmm. you want to be, sometimes in a matter of minutes. And you've experienced it, so you know how powerful
yeah.
it is.
Oh, yeah. Sharon, now that we're talking about all of this work, is there any testimonial that has impacted your heart for the process itself doing tapping?
Oh, gosh, so many. You know, it reminds me of a guy, and I don't have his testimony on my site, but I'd been in practice for about a couple of years, and he was a client in my other business, and I called him up, and he said, I need to come in, but he said, I'm down in the back, and I can't hardly walk, and I said, you know what, if you can get here, you need to come down here anyway, and just crawl through the door, and let me try this with you. And you know what? He'd been a friend a long time, and he did. And he kind of hobbled through the door, all bent over. And I said, okay, here's the deal. Here's what I think might be going on. And I know this great thing that can help you. And I think you might have a fear about money or a worry about money stuck in your back. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't think so. He said, I think I've just slipped a disc. And I said, will you try?
Yeah, of course. I have heard that before. Where? I can't retell right now.
I know. And he said, oh, sure, let's just give it a try because this really hurts. I'll do anything. So we tapped for about 60 seconds, and I'm really, really good with language with this. And we finished tapping 60 seconds worth, and I said, okay, move. And he said, what? And I said, move and tell me how it feels. And I wish I had a camera so that I could have taken a picture of the look on his face. It was absolute open mouth shock.
Wow, I love it, especially because he knew it was just an injury.
That's right. He knew he just slipped a disc, and it wasn't anything like that. So it just, and I get that look. I get that look a lot. I mean, I work I work on Zoom now, and we're live, and I get that look a lot. And I have to say one last thing too. You know, every single time I work, whether it's in video, live, in person, whatever it is, I have the great privilege of knowing that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do in the world. And I get that feeling every single time I work. And I know I'm really blessed, because a lot of people don't ever have that. And I have it every day.
And for that, I honor you, Sharon, because I know a lot of people who are listening to this show and a lot of people in the world are now thinking, what's my mission? What would be that thing that I would like to do that will fill my heart and my soul, where I can not just make money, but feel that I am in service? So I think that's part of your success, Sharon, because you really love what you do and you enjoy it.
I do. It's so much fun. It's a blast. I love it.
So please share with us two steps or two tips for us to begin this healing process to relieve pain.
Okay. The first thing you do is go to my website, apainplan.com, just like it sounds, and click on any of those buttons on the homepage that say, tell me more, help me with my pain. And that's going to give you a subscription. You'll get my news. I send out a video newsletter, which always has some tapping in it. And I just chat. It's just like this. It's a lot of fun. People have liked it. But that gives you, when you do that, it gives you immediate access to the two free videos that I talked about. You don't get them unless you subscribe. The first one, that's the guided visualization, and the second one that helps you tap to let go of what you just saw. And that's a really important place to start. Then play around with my site. I've got free stuff on there. I have pain plans on there. If you're interested in doing some private work with me, there's a contact page. Shoot me a message and let's talk about that.
That's awesome. So please remind again your website, where people can go to find out more about you, but also all of those freebies you have for all of them.
That's right. It is a pain P-A-I-N, plan, P-L-A-N.com.
Thank you, Sharon, for sharing your healing superpower with us. It has been a pleasure to share this conversation with you.
For me too, Angela Maria. I'd love to do it again. Invite me back sometime. You're a delight.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, all of you, for joining us. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change actions, shift energy to leave heaven down here on earth. I see you next time. Ciao, ciao.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.